Good afternoon, everyone. First, I'd like to thank my co-authors Katia Noyes and Supriya Mohede. My topic is about a rural-urban comparison of cancer screening among elderly Medicare beneficiaries. I have no relationship to disclose. Health disparity is the consistent systematic difference on health or important influence on health, such as health care, experienced by two or more groups with different social disadvantages or advantages. It is unjust because it put people with social disadvantage at further disadvantage and make it harder for them to escape from it. And there are a lot of forms of health disparity. The one we focus on is rural-urban health disparity. There are a lot of studies showing rural-urban health disparity. For example, studies have shown people living in rural areas have higher mortality from cancer and heart diseases. And the rural people are well known to have less access to health care, such as they have less health insurance coverage and they have less health resources. And so it's no surprise there is also rural-urban disparity in healthcare use, such as they have less physician visits or they have less preventive care. The study focused on one type of preventive care, cancer screening. We all know cancer is a big issue in US. In 2010, it's estimated about 190,000 people will be newly diagnosed with breast cancer, and 40,000 deaths will occur because of breast cancer. And for colorectal cancer, in 2010, it's estimated 150,000 new cases will be diagnosed, and 50,000 deaths will occur because of the disease. And cancer is also very cost. In 1998, $5 billion are used for managing breast cancer. And in 2000, about $7.5 billion are used for colorectal cancer. Even though it seems awful, but like for breast cancer and for colorectal cancer, the mortality from these two cancers are highly preventable through early detection through cancer screening. And studies have shown screening mammography can reduce mortality from breast cancer range from 30% to 60%. And for colorectal cancer, depending on the screening, the mortality can be reduced from 30% up to 90%. Because of the effectiveness, different organizations have published guidelines for cancer screening. For example, U.S. Preventive Service Task Force have recommended biannual screening mammography, and for colorectal cancer, and they recommend fecal blood test FOBT every year, or colonoscopy every 10 years, or flexible sigmoidoscopy every 5 years. And Medicare also cover all the tests mentioned above. Even though with the effectiveness and the Medicare coverage, the literature have shown a rural-urban disparity in cancer screening. The objective of this study is to examine the rural-urban disparity for screening mammography and colorectal cancer screening, and to understand the independent impact of rurality on cancer screening. And the data for the study comes from Medicare Current Beneficiary Survey, MCBS, which will provide us with demographic, health status, healthcare use, including cancer screening. And the area resource file will give us area provider availability and the RUCA code, using which we will define our rural living status. And all these three data sets are linked to each other through zip code or SSA county code. The sample included in this study are community living elderly aged 65 and older. And for mammography, we include female without breast cancer history. And for colorectal cancer screening, we exclude people with colorectal cancer history. The dependent variables here are screen tests, including mammography in past year, FOBT in past 2 years, because biannual FOBT are also shown to be beneficial, and the colonoscopy or flex in past 5 years. And we also construct a variable on time-appropriate colorectal cancer screening, which is defined as FOBT in previous year or colonoscopy flex in 5 years. The key independent variable here are rural-urban status, which is defined as urban, large rural, small rural, and isolated rural areas. then controlling variables here, including individual characteristics such as age, gender for colorectal cancer screening, and age, gender, race, income and education and marital status, health status, health insurance status. We also include area provider supply, including primary care physicians, which is defined, which include general practice physician, family practice, and general internal medicine physician. The specialists we include here are oncologists, radiologists for mammograph, and the general colorectal cancer surgeon, general surgeon, and gastroenterologists for colorectal cancer screening. We use chi-square tests to test for rural-urban difference for in individual characteristics. We also use chi-square tests for the crude rate of screen to test difference. We fit logistic regression to determine the independent impact of rurality on screening. Here is the result for the sample characteristics. And the message from this table is, compared to the urban living residents, the people living in rural are more likely to be white, non-Hispanic, they have less income and less education. I also lump large rural, small rural, and isolated rural together, and all the variables are different between urban and rural. This table shows the crude rate for screening. From this table, we can see for all of the four screening tests, we observe a decreasing trend along the urban and isolated rural continuum. For example, for mammography, the rate for urban area is 53%, and the rate for isolated rural is only 44%. And for time-appropriate colorectal cancer screening, and the rate among urban area is about 56%, while for isolated rural is only 43%. And for each of the screen tests, the overall difference among urban and rural area are significant. This table shows the logistic regression controlling for age, race, and sex. The number on top is the odds ratio. The number in parentheses is the confidence interval for odds ratio. And the last line is the word chi-square joint test for to test the overall rurality impact on screening. And from the last line, we can see for all of the four tests, after controlling for age, race, and sex, rurality is independent predictor for all of the four tests. And the smaller than one odds ratio indicate rural people are less likely to get screened. This is a result controlling for individual characteristics and area provider supply. And similar, the number on top is odds ratio, the numbers in parentheses is the confidence interval, and we also have the joint test. And after control for individual characteristics and the area provider supply, rurality is no longer independent significant for mammography and FOBT in last 2 years, but it is significant for colonoscopy and flex in 5 years at 0.1 level, and it is significant for time-appropriate colorectal cancer screening. There are some limitations in this study. For example, we use the self-report measurement for screening, which will give us recall bias, and we didn't we have no distinction between screening and diagnostic procedure for colonoscopy or flex. And we have limited information about physician because one of the most important predictors for cancer screening is physician recommendation. We don't have the information in the data set. We didn't include the distance, which is a very important variable for rural. In spite of those limitations, we still can draw a conclusion from the study. First, we see the evidence for rural-urban disparity in cancer screening if we use the crude rate. Even after control for age, race, and gender, we still see the evidence for rural-urban disparity in cancer screening. And the third conclusion is the rural living is an independent factor for time-appropriate colorectal cancer screening, but not for mammography, when controlled for individual characteristics and area provided supply. There are a couple of policy implications for this study. First, there are a lot of programs trying to increase the screening rate or reduce the disparity now in place. So this program should pay more attention to people in the rural areas. The second implication is the reason for the rural and urban disparity need to be further understood. In the study, we saw, in the previous slides, we saw so after control for individual characteristic and the area provided supply and the impact of rurality for mammography and FOBT goes away. And for colonoscopy and time-appropriate colonoscopy screening, we see the disparity was reduced after control for these variables. So we see those factors account for a large of the variation or disparity here. But what's the most important reason is not addressed in this study, and it's important to find out what reasons account for disparity and what reasons are the most important reasons. And because if we need to, because because different mechanism will lead to different policy interventions, it is important for us to know what's the most important reason, so the policy interventions can target at the specific mechanism to make the policy work the best. And that's all. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch whether you were able to control for the per capita, physicians per capita in the rural areas?
Oh yeah, it is physician supply per capita. Actually it's per 100,000 capita in population.
And did you see any regional differences across the country?
I didn't include the regional but I can, that's a good point, I can include south, west, and west, and so those kind of variable in, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Just a clarification question. What kind of bias was happening? You said it was a recall bias with the results?
A recall bias? Oh, because it's the self-report, so like for mammography, it's 1 year, it probably is, it's also some issue there. Like for colonoscopy, the time interval across like more than 5 years, so people probably forget what's the time, or for FOBT, they probably forget if they have taken the test in the past. That's the recall bias.
Let me try to understand. For mammography, there wasn't a disparity, and this was in the old ruling where it was every year, but now the guidelines are changing. So do you think that as guidelines change, that you might see a different rural-urban disparity?
The guideline change is among the people for the age group 40 to 50, and this study population is 65 and older. So in this sense, I don't expect much of change of the disparity. Okay.
And if you were going to be a manager in a healthcare organization, what would you suggest?
It depends.
To reduce the disparities you found.
To reduce the disparities, okay. First, it is a complicated issue, as we have seen. Both individual characteristics and area level factors will play a role in this thing. And depending on the screening, it's really, it can be different. Like for example, for FOBT, which is a very cheap, very easy to use test, a lot of scientists have shown a lot of managed care organizations may prefer this test over colonoscopy or flex because it's cheap and it's easy to use. And for FFS, probably it's the same, a different story. So besides from the area level characteristics, we also see very important predictor are education and income for some tests. But education is definitely a very important predictor. And education here can play a lot of role. Like education probably, first is the education is related to the knowledge about cancer screening. And then even if there is people knows about the screening, and the education might play a role in the efficacy in determining how they perceive their risk and how they value their risk. So education is definitely, if I were the guy, then I will definitely promote play from the education.